T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rector. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're going to go Academy Awards, I'm sitting across from the great Bill Wine. Director's not the best one you can get. So I know we can improve on that one. Bill, would you agree director is a fine award, but not the finest?
Yeah.
It's true. Not the best award. Right. Nobel Peace Prize, kind of fun. But now, well, I don't know. Didn't Bob Dylan just win one of these Nobel Prizes?
He didn't get it.
He didn't show up
didn't
for
show
it.
Up anyway, for
but
it
they ended up giving it
oh,
to
did
him.
Oh, did they?
Right, right. But again, that diminishes it to some degree, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even want it.
Well, right? Yeah.
Got the Medal of Honor, the Medal of Freedom, Man of the Year Award, which is now Person of the Year. Bill, I'm sure, has come close with Pulitzer Prize and Purple yeah. Heart. What are we leaving out, guys? Come on. I got amazing prizes to give away. I need to know the best award you could win, because an ESPY to me, Al, you wouldn't even want it. It's garbage.
An ESPY?
How do they leave out what they left out? It's outrageous. But I went to Bill Wine with a premise this week. It's a puzzle that I have not been able to figure, and I thought maybe Bill could figure it out for us. Now, I was once, many years ago, a boxing writer.
Okay.
In fact, I ended up having to leave Providence because I exposed the fact that Rocky Marciano, the only undefeated champion back then, 49-0, one of his fights was fixed. And I exposed it.
In Rhode Island.
Oh, it was fixed in Rhode Island.
Plan.
I locked it down. I talked to the boxing commissioner who was in the room, and they fixed the fight. I had it locked. But everyone hated me, including my own father. And I had to leave town. That's why I ended up here.
You are in Rhode Island. You can't.
Al, that's called journalism.
It's stupid.
Well, it was after Watergate. I was trying to become one of the old... I ended up here. Okay. I get the hell out of that one-horse town.
Have you ever seen The Harder They Fall, the Humphrey Bogart boxing movie? You would identify...
Is that a good one?
He plays a boxing writer, very much like the one you just described.
I'm writing it down. The harder they fall.
I just gave away something on my list, but it seemed appropriate.
Oh, that's fine. All right, here's what I want to know. Because boxing in the movies is still a big deal. They just filmed the 8th Rocky movie.
Right.
Right? But boxing in real life is dead. No, when's the last big boxing match? It's been forever.
And yet it's been fine at the movies for decades.
Why? Yeah. Why is boxing still good in the movies, but it's not even a big sport anymore?
To me, it's that simplest two guys in the ring, one versus one. You got conflict right away. Boxing's always been the sport with the best movies. And I think it's just because of the simplicity of rooting interest is obvious. You're either for that guy or for this guy, and then you go from there. So we've had a lot of good, really good boxing movies.
Of all the sports that are featured in films, boxing has produced the best. More good movies than baseball, than basketball, than football?
Definitely more than basketball and football. Baseball's up there, too. You can make quite a list with baseball.
Like Field of Dreams, though. Oh, such a great film.
Boxing, yeah. Boxing is
I think boxing is number one.
Mm-hmm.
And the phenomenon of people who are not at all interested in boxing would never follow it, but who still flock to the
women
movies.
Women, too.
It's amazing.
My wife, when there's a boxing movie, I see that she's getting excited. You know what I'm saying? Now the tough one. And I know you think this is bad because I'm predicting you, but I know you. I've known you a long time. You're a brilliant film critic. And if you don't mind my saying, a bit of a snob. All right? I hope you don't mind that. Al, do you agree with that?
More than a bit.
Let's move on, shall we?
All right.
Yeah.
Two iconic boxing movies. I would guess they're one and two on your list. But the question becomes, which is one? Which is a better boxing movie, Raging Bull or Rocky?
Am I going to be put in the position here putting down Rocky? I love Rocky. It's terrific.
Rocky
is a great movie, the second best boxing movie ever made.
The first is, well, it just happened to come up with my friend, my middle
the first friend. Is the great Martin Scorsese film Raging Bull. Not by much. Don't
no, hold
get me
on.
Wrong. I don't
hold
be,
on.
I'm being put in the position of putting down Rocky. I love Rocky.
Hold on. Bill Wine in Philadelphia this morning, rating Raging Bull ahead of Rocky. You have an ally. You have an ally.
I do.
Al.
I think Raging Bull is the best sports movie ever made.
All right.
No argument.
Loves it, right? Loves it. There. Rhea grew up here. Rhea? Rocky's more entertaining. It's more entertaining. Did you hear what Joe just played? Is there a great song like that in Raging Bull?
Listen
to that. That alone, I get tingles when I hear. That's all I need to hear.
You looked across at me. Wait.
No, Joe, you can't blur out his. He has to be able. We brought him in to talk, not to drown him out with the music.
Well, you looked across at me, and you did not say what is the most entertaining boxing movie
you've
ever
made. No, I said the
best. You said best.
The best.
That's all I'm answering. You think I don't love Rocky? I do. Of course I do.
But we do know one and two, then. It's Raging Bull and Rocky 1-2.
It took me about 2 seconds to think it out. They're way above the rest of the
field. I have lots of arguments why you're wrong. All right, but I'm not going to use them yet. I want to talk to people on this. I got a lot of different things to talk about. I even got coming up a boxing ref who may be able to explain why boxing's dead now. Because it is dead. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people still, there's kids that still dream, but it's not the same.
Yeah, I got a friend that's trying to revive it.
It's a great sport.
Johan Jim's always packed, always people in
there. Part of it is UFC kind of took it over. Because UFC is more bruising and more brutal.
I don't understand how that's legal.
I don't either, but whatever. Boxing, though, to me, I still love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.